Come on, let's go.
Hurry up.
I was grabbing a beer.
Welcome to the Porch Talk Podcast. It's April 1st. Hopefully this podcast is not a shit show. It's April Fool's. I'm Eric.
Ezra, Brockwood Elementary, class of 06, valedictorian.
I'm Morgan. I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cat mom.
I don't even know what this podcast is going to be. I'm not going to waste any time because who knows if it's going to hit the fan at any point. Question I wanted to ask last week before we had all of our technical difficulties. How much would someone have to pay you guys to live in a van for a year? So it'll be one of the tricked out vans where, you know, you have a bed, a shower, storage. If you want to take your partner, you can. If you have pets, you want to take them, you can. Or you can go solo. I'm not going to box you into that. Just want to know how much was I going to pay you to do that for a year, though?
To live in a van. Can I, like, go RV or, like, no?
No, it's strictly the vans that people live out of. They trick
it. Are we still employed while we're living in this van?
Yeah. Your day-to-day life is still the same. It's just you're living in this van.
My day-to-day is still the same, and I'm also getting paid to live there.
Yeah.
I would say, like, 100,000 plus.
What are you saying? That's the problem. You can't ask niggas realistic questions. Realistically,
$1,800. $1,800 to live in a van for a year?
My rent's about $1,800. No, I mean $1,800 a month. So, like, that's probably what? Okay. Times 12. That's probably like roughly
over
like
20.
Yeah. So
we double that.
Realistically, I still have a job. So make whatever I make and then pay me the rent of what I pay now to live in that van as a tenant. $1,800 a month, I'd be straight.
$21,600 is Ezra's number to live in a van for a year.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. Because that's like straight cash.
Yeah, but then like you gotta like cook your meals in the van for the most part. You're showering. You're living in these tight spaces. I feel like you would just get so over it so quickly.
I wanted to do that for such a long time. So to get paid to do it is such a plus.
And then you were like, "Give me $100,000."
Yeah, I was like, "What?"
Well, I mean, if someone's gonna give me money, then yeah, I want $100,000.
Yeah, but we're like, "What's your realistic number?" Like, I probably would do it. Because I would probably try to take advantage of it and travel. So I'd probably do it for like 50K. That way I can get like all the whatever. You got to pay for like state parks, pay for hookups and shit. Just make my life easier.
Yeah, not mad at that.
I was, when I was doing research for this question, I was looking up how much some of these vans cost. You would be shocked at the amount people are charging to like get these hooked up vans. It's criminal. I don't know why you would ever do that.
How much was
it? Same thing with these tiny houses, dude. Complete scam.
The tiny houses are so cute.
No. We stayed in like one when we were looking at wedding venues in Virginia for a weekend, and it was cool for a weekend, and it had like a really nice big deck like wraparound, so you had a lot of space, but I don't know how people live in that like year round. That's insane.
Yeah, and the only thing I could think about that is how unsafe I would feel if there was like a huge storm and you're just in this tiny house.
Just get picked up, dude.
Especially if you have pets.
Tornado, you're done for.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. If you had kids with your wife, and years later found out they weren't your kids, should you be able to sue and get money bent back that you spent raising and caring for these kids that were not yours and you were lied to about?
I watch a ton of paternity court. Legally, they're hoes, clearly. Morally, yes. Actually, the problem with that is, like, even the shorties on child support, like, when they put niggas behind bars and shit, you never actually get that money. So, I don't know how you would actually get paid if you were to sue for that, like, back-owed money. But there should be some sort of repercussion. Like, maybe she's got to pay you monthly stipends or some shit. Because that is grimy.
It is grimy, but then you should have gotten a paternity test, like, right from the start if you knew your girl was a hoe.
Yeah, but like some niggas don't know their girl's a hoe. It just like comes out after the fact.
I don't know. I feel like you would know. Especially like.
That's a testy subject to just be like, I need a paternity test.
Yeah, like
you imagine if Tom was like, I need a paternity test, Morgan. You'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to like refuse it.
You're definitely going to refuse it.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, I'm refusing that shit.
If you are paying monthly child support, at least I feel like you should get a paternity test. If there's like any question in your head.
Yeah, but we're not even talking child support. We're talking like, let's say you're just married and then you're like, oh, you've raised this family for 7 years and then somehow you find out it's not your kid and you had no idea. Like, you're like, what the fuck?
And then don't you think like by suing her, it kind of affects the children more so because that's less
not your kid.
He's not my kid. I don't give a fuck about that kid's effect.
You would care about them 10 years after raising them.
I feel like it'd be hard to look at them the same, though, because you'd be like, damn, these aren't even my kids. Like, there's some guy, like, maybe your wife had a one-night stand. That's all it took. No.
Yeah, like, now I'm beating that kid for no reason.
Jesus.
I think you should be able to sue in some type of way. It might have to be, like, a civil suit, obviously. You're not going to do anything criminal about it. To get some type of back pay, I don't know. I feel like there has to be some responsibility. We can't just let people be wild out here with no consequences.
What I would do is blast her online. Okay. I'd make sure everyone knows that she is trifling.
That does nothing. My take. Maybe it should be criminal. When are we going to make being a liar a crime? Lying to that capacity might be some sort of like neglect. Maybe it's a crime.
But bullying's not lying. Doesn't this take us back to like
bullying's morals? Not a lie. It's just
bullying is not lying. Like
I know, but you're saying bullying isn't a crime. It's just people being shitty. Lying is shitty too. It's a shitty thing.
Nah, man, lying is criminal.
No, okay.
Bullying's just mean. Lying is an actual crime. That's our line, apparently.
Doesn't make sense, but all right.
I mean, do the laws in this country make sense to begin with? So really, we're just like falling in line with what's going on.
Tim said nothing but a word.
All right, we're flying today. What's crossing the line with your children? I remember there was context for this, but I don't remember it in this exact.
Wasn't it about like a kid sitting on somebody's lap or something, Morgan? You sent that shit. You sent the video. It was like a kid on like their dad's lap, or maybe the dad was.
Oh,
like,
you were like kissing the kid on the lips.
Yeah. Ew. Yeah, the daughter was sitting on the dad's lips, and like, we were like. He looked like he was just intimately kissing her on the lips, which, like, a little kiss on the lips isn't bad. But for you to, like, be holding it there for a few seconds to, like, keep going in while you also have your hand on her butt seems a little strange to me.
How old was this kid, for context?
I think she looked about, like, 5'6".
Yeah, that's white people shit. I'm not gonna lie. I think any
kid. Who's a black guy?
Were they black?
Yeah.
That's sick. I think any kissing on the mouth is strange for your kid, if you ask me. I ain't grow up weird like that. And then, like, 5'6", probably too old. That's like school age. School age is too old for you to be, like, cuddling and snuggling your kids. Like, they too grown at that point.
Hey, okay, like, this is literally, I'm the guy, and then this is the baby. He was like...
That's too much. Too much.
It was weird.
Visual breakdowns for us.
And then the hand on the butt too, which is like, he could have just been holding her on the lap, but just both of them together was cringe.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... So do you think it's like a white people thing that kiss on the lips? I mean, clearly he says it's a black guy, but like, I've never
He got white friends, it's clear. This man is deep in the mayonnaise culture.
Deep in mayonnaise culture.
It seemed like they were at like a black family event. But...
That's sick. A grandma, auntie, somebody should have called CPS right in that moment. Is calling CPS on your family that's doing wrong, like, frowned upon? Like, are you a bad person if, like, you know your uncle or your brother or somebody, your cousin, is a bad parent, so you call CPS? Like, are you the villain here?
You're the villain if they catch you, like, doing it right in their face. But if they're doing bad, I think you have every right to call on some shit.
You might be right, like... There's some weird shit going on. Maybe I need to make a call.
Yeah, like, if you were the grandma standing there, like, as he's doing it, calling CPS, like, yeah, I got this guy kissing his daughter just lip on lip right now. All right, you're the villain. But if you, like, step outside and make the call, like, I think you're in the right thing.
I know people get in arms about that because, like, once you're in the system, it's hard to get out and hard to get your kid back. So they're like, why would you do that? Blah, 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 blah. But at the same time, like,
if you're watching your son making out with your granddaughter, yeah.
Yeah, you might have to pull the trigger on that one.
Oh, God. I hate to see it.
You think that's just like Googleable? You could like Google CPS's number or?
Probably.
All right, what do you think about having like talks with your children about? Like sex positions.
What?
Yes. Why would you do that?
I don't know. I saw it come up. I was like reading something on Reddit and it was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom and I were like, we're talking about like our favorite sex positions. And now that I'm older and I think about it, it's kind of weird.
I don't know. Do you think there's, like, an age where, like, that's fine? Because I feel like you wouldn't do that when you were having an initial sex talk.
Well, apparently she was younger when it happened. I don't think she was having sex at the time.
That's weird.
But would you still do that with your dad at this age?
I don't think I would talk any sex with my dad at this age.
Yeah, I can't imagine going out to my mom and be like, yeah, I love getting back shots, Mom. How about you?
Bro, that's like, I think we just have to address that. Some people are too comfortable with their parents, and like, it's wrong. It's just objectively wrong. You need to stop.
Fucking weird. But the kissing on the lips thing, you see that a lot in like, I feel like Italian families or European families, and they like just kiss each other all the time on the lips. It's like a normal greeting.
Aren't you like Irish or Italian? Do you do that?
My mom's Irish and she was adopted. And no. Yeah. Yeah, definitely don't do that.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like you see it like, I don't know why, but I feel like people excuse it when like kids are really young. And then, like, once you see, like, a certain age, people are just like, all right, that's when it gets too far. But I don't know why, even when it's young, people are kind of like, if it's, like, a baby, they're just kind of like, ah, it's whatever.
If they're young, I feel like it would stop at the point when the child feels embarrassed by it. Because the parent is probably like, you know, if it's a quick little kiss on the lips, they probably are like, it's my baby. But I remember there was a point in time where my mom, like, kissed me on the lips, and then when I was like, oh, I don't want any friends to, like, see my mom kissing me, I was like, you gotta stop, Mom. Mm-hmm.
So we just found out Morgan is, in fact, a lip kisser with her parents back in the day.
I'm not!
No way, you sicko.
I knew we'd get to the bottom of it. The white tie was showing.
I knew it was only a matter of time.
We should make a poll about that.
All right, I'll throw it up on there tomorrow. What do you want me to ask? Do you kiss your parents on the lips?
When is it too old to kiss your parents on the lips? All
right. Get away from me.
You're not kissing your kids' eyes?
On the lips? No, never.
What if Mariah does it?
She ain't that crazy.
You have to call CPS on your wife? Like, damn, I hate to do it.
I was up for it there, but it would have to happen.
That'd be so wild. Just in the other room, like, very loudly on CPS.
CPS shows up and you're shocked.
Oh my god, what?
What are they doing here? It's fucked.
All right, let's talk about this. We're all in the workforce. What are your thoughts on your boss has more impact on your mental health than anyone else in your life?
Yeah, I seen it. And when I seen it, I seen it on LinkedIn. I'm not gonna lie, LinkedIn be an interesting source of social media because I think sometimes niggas be putting shit that don't really need to be on LinkedIn or on LinkedIn.
Bro, people are too comfortable on LinkedIn.
Yeah. But no, I seen the joint and I was like, huh. They might be right, and here's why. They're right under a certain condition. If your job is straight and you got like an okay boss, then like your life probably it probably don't weigh one way or the other. But if you got a shitty boss, that probably like 100 times worsens your mental.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's definitely been some jobs I've had where my boss definitely took a toll on, like, my mental stability. But I think as the older I've gotten, that I don't give them that much power to do that anymore. I honestly am just like, I don't give a fuck what you say, to be honest. Yeah, fire me if you want.
I think if you do have a shitty boss, it can just make your life an absolute living hell. And if you have just like a chill boss or literally a neutral boss, your life will be 1,000 times better. Like I can go like a week, maybe talking to my boss like a handful of times. And I'm like, this is a great week. If I can go my day without talking to anybody, I'm like, this is the best fucking day of my life. Like, what are we doing?
No, truly. I was like, there were points where I like never talk to my bosses. I do a little more now, but it never enough for that to like impact my life really. But I could imagine if like you hate your bosses, it probably like affects your mood.
Yeah, like the last owner at my last job, anytime he would come to visit the studio, he was just always so negative. And I remember one time the HydraFacial machine was broken, the Wi-Fi wasn't working, and one of the toilets stopped working. And he literally came in, and I said hi to him, and he didn't even say hi back. He didn't say hi to anyone. And just immediately was like, why is the HydraFacial machine broken and the toilet's broken? Like, what are you doing to fix these? And I was like, I don't fucking know. I'm not a fucking plumber, and I'm not a technician. I don't know how to fix, like, this HydraFacial machine. I was not trained in that. And, like, that would ruin my day. Well, not ruin my day, but I'd just be pissed off. And then it kind of made me just not even want to work. So I didn't. I put in no effort through the rest of the day.
In true Morgan fashion.
I was thinking about this.
You said what?
Now go.
I was going to say, completely random. I was talking to someone yesterday. Actually, it was my boy Kevin. And since we were talking about jobs just now, and I was asking him, like, what are, like, essential things for you to do a job? Because he's about to graduate this spring. He'll go into the workforce. And I was like, what do you think are, like, essential things for you to do a job? Like, things that you need? For me, I don't even really need it. I need the laptop, sadly. But, like, my top 2 or 3 things, I need a notebook, I need a pen, and I need a highlighter. Because the amount of like notes and checklists I have to make throughout the day to make sure I stay on top of shit. I tried agendas. Agendas didn't really work for me. I tried a calendar. The problem with the calendar is I got to keep updating it. So I always get interested in like what helps niggas like, what's other niggas like work process.
Definitely need a notebook.
You said what?
I said I definitely need a notebook.
Yeah, big notebook guy. Huge notebook guy.
I feel like all mine's like technology based. Like, clearly need a laptop. I use double monitors, makes my life so much easier. And then even just like using a mouse, like a physical mouse instead of a trackpad. Because like when you're working in Excel and shit, like I'm not trying to be on a fucking trackpad trying to do shit like that. No fucking chance. Bruh,
fuck it. Gotta have a mouse because I'm a double to three monitor guy. When I'm in the office, it's three. When I'm at home, it's two. So fucking gotta have a mouse. Fucking my fucking mouse battery died and my keypad is broke. So I had to use the touch screen. All the Excel shit I do, using the touchscreen is fucking stupid. I don't know why they ever made laptops touchscreen, if I'm being honest. Like, what the fuck? That shit was so irritating. One of my boys works at a spot, and they got to, like, update their shit on like, the Google Calendar or whatever, and they got to, like, put their notes for the day on that. He's a lawyer. And he says that shit is, like, the worst thing ever. And it, like, stunts his, not creativity, but, like, his process. And I always think of that ever since he told me that a few months ago. And I was like, having to like note keep and shit by somebody else's standard probably would fuck up a lot of people. Because like if you told me I had to use the calendar and that was my only method, I'd be lost.
Yeah.
Just let people cook the way they want to cook. And it's just like as long as they're productive, who the fuck cares what people do? Never understood why people care much about shit like that.
He said it was for, like, uniformity, and I'm like, nigga, I don't, as long as the work get done, who the fuck cares? Like, shit like that's strange to me. Also, I used to not be like this. I'm done with dress codes. Like, business casual, suit and tie, I don't give a fuck. Like, if you're productive, you could truly show up in your pajamas for me. I do not care.
Some results matter. Let's get into this one. What's the last like adult purchase you made and you were excited for?
Man, I got a duffel bag that goes crazy. I just got it this weekend too. I fucking travel too much to not have a good duffel bag. So solid duffel bag, sturdy straps, and it'll extend into like a suitcase if I ever needed to, so I can like wheel it with me. Shit is goated. And it was only $40 at a fucking TJ Maxx.
I was going to say, I think adult is such an interesting concept about it because, like, we'll just buy shit, like, whenever. One of the things that I was really excited for that I bought was last summer when I bought, like, the half day, no free. Actually, I'm going to cut that, no free ads. It's like the duffel bag that also you can keep suits in and like take it on the plane. Game changer for when we're flying for all these fucking weddings. I'll tell you that much.
No, that is a game changer.
Really just small things organization wise for the apartment. I would say, I don't know. Like, I guess the last adult thing I bought was my car.
That's a pretty substantial adult purchase, I would say.
Yeah. But I still have to pay for it every month, so it's like the gift that keeps on giving.
As long as you're not like that that woman I saw on Twitter today who was talking about her husband has a $1,400 monthly truck payment. She has like a $1,200 like car payment. And I was like, what are you guys doing? What are we talking about here?
They must have great jobs.
I know Shorty, no, they got terrible jobs, hands down. That's how they were able to get hold like that until car payment. I know a Shorty who has a 2013 Ford Fiesta and pays $900 a month. And I was like, what the fuck is your credit? What the fuck dealership do you go? I was like, for $900 a month, you could be whipping like a 2024 Mercedes.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, when she told me that shit, and she just told me, I just found this out like, a week or so ago when I was in Atlanta, she worked here. And I was like, there is no way. And she was like, she keeps trying to refinance, but they won't let her. And I was like, yeah, I wouldn't want you to refinance that shit either. I'm getting $900 a month off of you for something that might be $120 value.
I think we need to teach car like purchasing literacy, because it's so clear that people have no idea about anything.
Yeah, yes. They'll just go in there and get shitted on.
Truly. Truly.
Yeah, when I used to work at the car dealership, they were fucking ruthless. Like, terrible, terrible.
I couldn't imagine getting, like, that's like a rent payment for a car.
That is. That was my old rent payment. It was like $900.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Like, and a piece of shit. Like, if for $900, you need to be driving something crazy.
Not a Ford Fiesta.
Yeah. I didn't even know they still made Ford Fiestas. I don't know if they still make Ford Fiestas. That's a 2013.
Bro, the price range for that car is like $5,000 to $11,000.
Yeah. She's paying over that every year.
Bro.
Yeah, because like she would be able to pay that off. Technically, in like a year.
Yeah.
But almost.
I have so many questions. Now, what are you doing? So,
when she said that, I wanted to ask questions, but I was like, I don't want to. She can see that this was a terrible decision. I don't want to make her feel like a dumber about herself in front of people. But there were so many questions in my mind. Like, what the fuck?
Bro. I want to know how much she is paying for this car, like, overall at the end of the day, like, when she pays
off. I want to know how much she put down, and I want to know how many miles on this bitch when she bought it.
Bro, at least 150.
Bro, at least.
She must have put nothing down, which is insane. Jesus.
Yeah, that's crazy. I put nothing down for my car.
How much do you pay?
I pay $352 a month.
I mean, shit, sounds a lot better than 900 now.
Oh, way better. But still too much. Like, if I wasn't trying to get a house, I'd refinance that shit down to, like, 215. But the realtor, like, the mortgage nigga said, don't, like, do no shit like that right now. So,
yeah.
You guys going to buy a house soon?
That's the plan. We're aiming to try to get something locked down before the summer.
So, you're going to buy a house and then you still have the wedding shit going on?
Mm-hmm. Get all out the way that way, 2025. All the payments is gone. This money will be just mine in 2025.
Jesus. Before we get into our next topic, we wanted to give a quick shout out to the sponsor of this week's episode, Zencastr. When we first started recording CoreShock, we were using whatever rinky-dink setup we could, but we realized we needed to step our game up to a legit setup, and that's where Zencastr came in. It's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log into your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guest. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. Trust me, I know. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are over. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute it to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use our code PORCHDOG and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. We want you to have the same easy experience we do for all our podcasting content needs. It's time to share your story. Honestly, they have a free plan too if you need it. Just as good. Shout out to Zencastr, and let's get back to the episode. Hopping into top five this week, we are doing the top five work team bonding activities.
Okay.
It was your topic. I assumed you were prepared for
the very first one, Top Golf. Haven't actually done it, but like Top Golf is just fun. It's social. I think you can have a good time at Top Golf, and it's still casual, but you can make it like business cash. So Top Golf. Y'all need to see business cash is a big part of this. Number two, Cigar Lounge. Still like social, still can be like business cash. Number three, dinner and drinks. But it can't be bullshit dinner and drinks. Like dinner and drinks is a nice place. Because if you take me to like fucking Applebee's for dinner and drinks, like I'm not going. So there was no team bonding. So got to be a real place. Four, kind of lazy. I'm going to say golf because, again, like you with the boys, you drinking, you vibing. And then the last one, I would probably say like a live show of some sort, whether it's like comedy or like not a concert, probably just comedy. Like a comedy show, I can imagine being a good time.
All right. My first one was wine tasting or a brewery. Two, Topgolf. Three, thing like an obstacle course or like yoga, anything active.
Those are so different. Obstacle course and yoga are such a different type of activity.
Four, dinner and drinks. And then five, axe throwing.
I'm not a fan of axe throwing.
I liked it. And then it's like you're going with your coworkers and sometimes get like all that hidden aggression out by pretending one of your coworkers is on the board.
Jesus. Fun. I went a completely different route than you guys. Number one, happy hour. That's a classic. Just going out to happy hour people. Two, shit talking a bad boss. Nothing brings a team together more than shitting on a bad boss. Number three, shitting on a fellow employee who's also a piece of garbage. Like, just shit talking just brings people together like nothing else.
Also goaded.
Number four, trivia. Can't go wrong. People like trivia. It's low stakes unless you have someone who's like a tryhard, and then you just shit talk them in number three. And number five, I don't really think this is actually a good one, but I just need a fifth one. An escape room. I guess you could actually do some team building, but if I don't know. I'm not.
That's a good one.
An escape room could be fun.
Yeah, you have to work together.
You just got to have the right group of people together. Yeah. That's your
don't have like, a tryhard in there. Like, that'll suck.
Yeah. Any honorable mentions? Never thought about Topgolf. I guess that is a good one, though.
Yeah, Topgolf would probably be mad solid.
Dude, bowling.
A pool party?
Okay, now we're saying anything, man. If you could, like, take them to a like professional games and you can get a box, that's definitely like top tier.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but I was like, I've never worked at a place where any of our bosses had like juice like that where we could go into the box. Like,
come on.
A pool party would be fun. I've had
Anna's sister used to work for a company where they had like a box because they like did construction and stuff, so like you could put in for tickets for that. I was like, dude, that would be sick. You just can like go to like a football game if you can put in and like get selected in the lottery. Like, damn.
Yeah,
big beast is being a frat. Like those niggas got like a box, so they can take like turns going to use it. It's pretty goated.
It's like a timeshare, but instead of like, damn, a box.
Damn, I'm not gonna lie. Like, get the right group of friends and like timeshare a box. Have y'all seen, you know, A Million Little Things?
No.
A friend who, like, locks down, like, five seats, like, five prime seats at the Pirates arena, and they, like, go to every home game. That would be kind of goated, low-key.
Yeah, the guy still killed himself, though.
Oh, come on, man. You're spoiling the show. What the fuck?
It's not spoiled. Everyone knows it. It's literally in the trailer.
I haven't seen it.
It's in the trailer.
Great show. He does kill himself.
I haven't even watched a trailer. Now it's fucking ruined.
Yeah.
I have people reaching out to me about you.
The show has been out for years.
Okay.
I've never heard about it.
It's not a spoiler if it's been more than at least a year. That's and it's been over 2 years.
You remember when you spoiled Doom for everybody as well?
Bro, on the story, just casually. Spoiler.
I gotta wait till I forget what you said happens.
You don't even know that it didn't give anything away.
Yeah, you did.
So much. I wouldn't even say it because I respect it.
What?
I don't think we ever got the no tap apology either.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, because I'm not apologizing.
That's crazy.
Dead wrong and stubborn. There's nothing worse than that. I had an old man tell me that one time. He said, there's nothing worse than somebody who's dead wrong and stubborn. I was like, facts.
Yeah, shit.
Well, oh well.
Real ones only talk. I just want to get this out of the way. I think we all agree with this, but maybe we don't. What are the official brunch hours? Someone was trying to say 9:30 is brunch. I am a proponent. That's fucking still breakfast time. Not even close to what brunch could be.
I'm saying 11.
I think it depends.
And 11? I'm only saying that early just because sometimes places will get really booked up and you can really only go at like 11. But it's really 12 and after.
I think it depends on like where you're going and when you're going. If you go at like 9:30 and you're there until 2, you are at brunch. You ate and then you had your drinks, you were at brunch. But if you're going like 9:30 and you finish eating at 10:15 and you're leaving, you just ate breakfast.
I don't think brunch starts. I think I agree with Morgan. It's probably like 11 to 2. I think if you start at 9:30 and you stay, you were eating breakfast and just it carried over into brunch. But yeah, 9:30 is such a breakfast time.
9:30, half the day is gone.
For you, yeah, but you're for just you, drinking. That's like 3/4 of the day is gone.
I don't know, because 11 is like just lunch. Like, why are we just not calling that lunch?
Because it's brunch.
People are getting breakfast food and lunch.
Oh, brother.
And like lunchtime really doesn't start until 12, and that's strictly if you're having only lunch food.
At 12?
Yeah. It's the official lunch.
Sometimes I've eaten lunch at 12 in the last year. I could count on one hand.
You're different. It's
because your lunch is like 8 a.m.
Yeah. You gotta be.
I actually had Whataburger for the first time today. Was there at 8:15.
Was it breakfast time still?
They do breakfast and lunch all day, like 24/7. And my OM was like, man, I could go for a burger. He was saying this shit at like 6 o'clock. And I was like, what? And I was like, I didn't even eat breakfast. And he was like, oh, no, I ate before I left at like 4. Because I could really go for a burger. And then at like 8, when we finished up, he was like, yeah, like, we got to go get a burger. And I was like, fuck, I mean, I got to eat, so I guess.
Jesus. 9 a.m. burger.
It's a good burger. Never been there, but it was pretty solid for fast food burger. Hmm.
Duly noted. Morgan, do you have anything on 3D printed food, or you want to wait till next week?
We'll wait.
All right. quick episode. April Fool's needs to stop. We need to stop this whatever holiday in the country. Like, I'm tired of April Fool's, tired of fake posts. Like, just, can we cut it out, please? That's it.
I support it. But give us, like, a day off for that.
Listen, can we get the 4-day work week going? These 2 days of the weekend are not enough anymore. It's just not doing it for me.
Agreed.
Let's see. Yeah, let's see if Bernie can get it done.
I have a 0-day work week as of right now.
Hey, unemployed. Shout out to you.
The unemployed boys. Are you getting, like, unemployment at least?
How would I get that?
You file.
Filing for unemployment?
By the time I'd get accepted, I will already have a job.
Get some back pay.
I was about to say, you can get, like, back pay for that shit. Mm. You're not tapped in, yo. That's all I know. You're not about your grind.
For someone who quits jobs a lot, you think you would know this.
Do you have, like, life insurance or, like, a retirement plan? Because that shit is twerky. The amount of times you had to switch or transfer, you probably have life insurance, like, 401ks that they just need to pay you, and, like, nobody is tracking it.
And she moves so much, too.
Yeah.
Those checks are going nowhere.
I know you owe somebody some tax money, for real. Like...
Listen. Bro, I can imagine all the W-2s and doing taxes.
It's only been 2 states.
2 states, 5 jobs.
It's TurboTax taking $500 from you easy with that.
No, it was like 3 states because it was Atlanta, Philly with Sam, your good friend Sam, and then Jersey.
Yeah, but Philly was never official. Like, I never switched anything over to there.
Oh, yeah, you just, like, lived there with your best friend for a little. That was it.
No, my ex-best friend, and I lived there for, like, 24 hours.
Shout out, Sam.
Fuck that bitch.
I seen her post something on Instagram the other day, and I almost slid up like, oh, my God, this is adorable. Morgan will love this.
Ew, she's such a weirdo. She tried to FaceTime one of my best friends, Jazz.
Wait a second. Before you finish this, you've told this story like twice on air, so now it's starting to sound like you're obsessed with her.
Damn, it's crazy.
That's embarrassing.
I write about her every day.
I believe it.
The next time Morgan can't make a cast, we should really try to get Sam on.
I'm with you. I'll hit it right now.
I'll never get back on here again.
Okay.
All right, let's wrap this thing up. Do some music and TV recommendations.
TV, BMF. Been trying to binge it. I can't binge with like the way I work now, but I'm trying. BMF is like better than I was ever told it was. And then music, I probably gotta go with something off there. We Don't Trust You. I'll go with Running Out of Time. Oh damn, A Boogie just dropped something new.
Shout out A Boogie. Okay.
TV wise, there was something that I really liked, but we binged in one day. And we literally cannot think of what the name was of the show. So right now we're rewatching Alice in Borderland. So I'll use that. And then song-wise, Future, Metro Boomin, like that.
Damn, I see you've taken sides.
I love that song though. I can't. It's got a great beat.
TV wise, I'm still watching Avatar Last Airbender, the animated show, Netflix, shout out. Music wise, going most wanted, Beyonce and Miley Cyrus off of the Cowboy Carter
album. Nice.
Yeah, people don't like country, just check that out. It's a good little bridge, I think, for sure. That being said, we're gonna wrap this podcast up. Thank you for listening. As always, you can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Porch Talk, No A. There's a podcast, there's on Spotify. Share the podcast with friends, subscribe, watch it, Spotify, YouTube, you know the deal. I'm back next week. Peace.